time for
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
How long are you going to keep that a secret?
Secrets.
What's your private disappointment? I'm really disappointed in the way my fiance treats me now that he is comfortable with our relationship.
Ooh, not good.
I've stayed with an alcoholic husband. Very disappointed in that. My brother-in-law going back to jail for the same thing. You're not above the law, idiot. Oh, man. I wonder what the same thing was. What'd they do twice? I'm a contract worker, and they keep extending my contract a couple of months at a time rather than just hiring me. Oh, so disappointed. My new girlfriend has kids. They suck. The biggest brats ever.
Wow. Oh, man.
My private disappointment, after I took the pregnancy test and it came back positive, I was so excited and I couldn't wait to tell my significant other. When I got home, I gave him the onesie that said, "World's best dad," and his response, "Yeah, I figured," and continued to play video games.
Oh.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That just has to ruin it.
Nothing like being excited to break the news to someone who doesn't care.
Who clearly wasn't the person you were supposed to have kids with.
Yeah. We had 6 weeks paid maternity leave at work, and in 2020, they took it away.
Wow.
Talk about moving backward.
Oh.
Privately disappointed he's going to stay with the six-figure income wife instead of choosing this broke hoe. Money trumps happiness, I guess. Those are her words, not mine.
Yeah, I know.
I secretly regret my life. I always pictured myself as being farther along than I am by now. Okay, get in line. Am I right? Huh?
You thought you should be farther along?
Yes.
That's all you were talking about me. Got
no,
it.
Me.
He should be further along than with
I
us.
I mean, this is as far as I got.
Yeah, I know. You reached the same level Dez and I did.
And we're like, look how far we got. Oh my gosh, he's leaving.
Is this the moment you just leave? You
we
just
did it,
now
Crisco.
Realized that you have achieved the same thing that Dez and I have.
I almost walked off.
I'm glad you didn't.
trying to stay in my marriage for the kids after my husband had an affair for the second time.
Oh.
Okay. No.
What's that old saying, Dez?
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Is that right?
Well, you got there.
Almost.
I don't know if anybody won with it, but you
got
there.
Oh, man. I'm disappointed that I didn't meet my husband, Joel, sooner in life. Well, here's what I'll say to that. You weren't ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People show up at the right time when you needed it. So don't worry about it.
That's why we showed up in your life 4 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I showed up a long time ago for Ryan.
He's leaving again. Honey, it's okay. No, sit down again.
Ryan, we love
this
you.
This is the best your life is going to get.
And Ryan.
Okay, now I'm leaving.
Ryan, you're the smartest out of all of us. And
that doesn't help him.
Yes,
he knows
does.
He's the smarter one.
It does help. God. We love you.
Okay. My wedding last May. Boat wedding, and it was cold, windy, and a storm. All my ceremony pics have my officiant's 24-ounce water tumbler in it.
Oh, no.
That's
shoot.
Also a sign, by the way. Maybe not the right person to marry.
No.
No,
I mean, there's
on-
so many signs outside saying, brr, it's cold out here.
No, rain on your wedding day. It's good luck.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We keep telling ourselves that.
Yeah, right?
I am disappointed in the college my daughter has chosen to attend. I'm disappointed... My guy in the beginning of the relationship false advertised that he liked unicorning and he thought I was all proper, but then it turned out that I was actually the unicorn lover and I'm the one trying to seduce him into playing games.
Unicorn time.
Our unicorn life is non-existent, but we won't cheat. Boy, do I miss my ex. Would never admit that.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Boyfriend of almost 6 years still hasn't popped the question and probably never will. I have to fake that I'm okay with it when people ask about it. Hashtag secretly so disappointed.
Oh, man, that sucks.
6 years. You know what? I would just say hang in there. He's probably got a good reason for it.
How many years did it take you to pop the question?
Stop, Dad.
It make her feel better.
9 years.
9 years?
See, you're almost there.
9 years and 11 months. I had Devon said, you have 10 years and that's it.
So you pulled her right up to the edge of that.
Oh, that's so Ryan.
Yeah. 9 years and 11 months. Yep. Yep.
Can't believe you didn't take
and then
the
I had 5 years.
Years
to marry him and I did it in 4.
And you totally thought, as long as we're engaged, I think he's going to be happy. We
you
don't
know
even
what I do?
Have to get married.
I print out both tax returns so he can see, here's what would have happened if we would have kept things the way it was. Here's what we're getting now. Take a look. Do you see the difference? This is why I held out.
Oh, man.
And he doesn't care.
And really, come on, Vaughn. You didn't think that if you knew he pulled right up to the edge of the time frame, you wouldn't be like, married in a year. How about that?
Right.